Mesechtas Gittin, Daf Nun, 11 lines from the bottom of Daf Mem Tesam Beis. Let's begin with a recap and an introduction. The Mishnah stated, Hanizak and Shamalam Be'idis, Ubachay Be'benis, Uksubis Isha Be'zibaris, and also stated, Ein Ephraim, Menichsi Simon, Elamin Azibaris, and my Zutra Be'ed Rav Nachman explained that the only time Ksubis Isha is collected in Mizibaris is when she is an Almana and collecting from the Yisaimim, but if she is divorced, then she can collect Be'nis directly from Ruvain. And the Gemara explained that when Ramea stated on Mishnah, Af Ksubis Isha, he was also referring to collecting min yisaimim, and a woman collects mibaynis even min yisaimim mishum chino. And our Gemara will continue to ask on the shita of mazutra, and finally on daf nun amin aleph, the Gemara will state tiyufta de mazutra tiyufta. And before we begin, the Gemara will shortly discuss the din of an Arev, a cosigner, as well as a kablin. And keep in mind that really an Arev or kablin did not make a kinyan and did not receive consideration to be goymidas to accept responsibility to pay someone else's debts. However, in many cases, since an Arev told Reuven to lend money to Shimon, and if Shimon doesn't pay, the Arev agreed to pay, so the Arev is chayiv to pay. And an Arev kablin goes a step further as he says to Reuven, if you lend money to Shimon, I am mekabel to pay, even if Shimon has money and did not default, you could still come directly to me for payment, and I will deal with Shimon. And Rashi and Asugi adds in another factor for an Arev Kablin, that the debtor gave collateral to the creditor, and the creditor gave this collateral directly to the Kablin, and the Kablin then gives the collateral back to the lender, and told the lender to give it back to the borrower. And our Gemara begins, Om Abaya, Abaya states, Tashma, I'll bring a raya against Mazutra from our Mishnah, as the Mishnah stated, Hanizok and Shomalan Be'idias, Ubachoy Be'benis, Uksubis Ishubis Beris, and Abaya asks, Miman, who are we collecting this money from? Elim Miaspi, if we're referring to collecting this from the Yisaimim, Ma'ir Ksubis Isha, why would it be that Ksubis Isha is Bizibarius and the others are not Mizibarius? As we said, Hanizokin Shamalan Be'idis, Bachoy Benis, Afil Kohan Inami, Lucharia, Hanizokin, and Bachoyv should all be from Mizibarius. And El Lav Minei, so it must be that the Mishnah is referring to a case where the Nizik is coming to collect from the Mazik directly, where the Malva is coming to collect directly from the Loiva, and the Isha is coming to collect directly from her husband. And even so, we said that Ksubis Isha is Bizibarius and not from Beinus, and we see specifically not like Mazutra. And the Gemara continues, Om Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, so Rav Acha Bar Yaakov comes to give a teretz for Mazutra, and he explains that our Mishnah is talking about a specific case, as Hach Bar Yitzkinin, Kagoyin Shinasa Oro, Leniske Benoi, that our Mishnah is dealing with a case where Yaakov was a guarantor for the hezek that his son caused, and Lebalchay Benoi, as well as for his debt of his son, as well as for the Ksubis Kalasai, to the Ksuba of his daughter-in-law. And even though in all these cases, if they would be coming to collect from the Yisayimim, the din is they would all collect from Zibur, and if they'd be coming to collect directly from the person who is obligated with the schayiv, then the din would be that from the zokin they would collect from Idris, and a bal chayiv would collect from Beinus, and a ksubis isha would also collect from Beinus according to Mazutra. However, over here, since they're collecting from the Arev, and when the guarantor guarantees this obligation, he did so based on the standard way that he would be obligated to pay the schayiv, therefore, v'haikidine, v'haikidine. So we have to look at each obligation based on the standard way that they generally would be collected, and the Gemara explains Nizokin and Balchayim, the Mechayim Gavu, that generally when you collect for Nizokin, you would be collecting from the Mazik and you'd be collecting Idis, and the same by a Balchayim, that generally when you collect on a Chayim, you collect directly from the Loiva, as generally the person is not dead, and the Malva would generally collect Bainness, and therefore Iunami, Ki Magbi, Ki Mechayim Magbi. So when the Arab obligated himself to pay this debt, he obligated himself to pay either Idis for Hezek or Bainness for a Balchayim, even if his son already died. However, Ksubis Isha, that since Bidgei Ksubis Isha, generally the normal case where a woman receives a ksuba is by an almana, as it was in Shchiach that a person received the get. Therefore, when the Arev took on himself and he obligated himself to take on the debt of the ksuba, so he understood that his obligation would be based on the fact that his son already died. And since everyone knows that after Misa, generally the woman would be able to collect from the Yisaimim, and we know that Yisaimim only pay from Zibaris, therefore, Iunami ki magbi so when the guarantor obligated himself to pay this debt, he actually only obligated himself to pay from Zibaris. And as Rashi says, that the son already died, and therefore at this point, Yaakov would have to pay to Rachel from Zibaris and not from Beinus. However, I and other Rishonim, including the Ritva, who says that in the case of Ksubis Isha, even if Reuven Reuven did not die, Lefi Mazutra, if the wife would go and try to collect a ksuba from Reuven, she would receive bainus. However, the Ariv only guaranteed a payment of Zibaris, and therefore he only has to pay Zibaris, even though Reuven is still alive. And the Gemara continues, and yes, on this teretz of Rabbi Acha by Yaakov, that how can you give a teretz that we're talking about a case of an Ariv, but the typically the Ariv de ksuba loy mishtabid, that we're going to learn later on, that even if someone accepts upon themselves to be a guarantor for a ksuba, that he's not mishabed himself, and even if he signed onto the ksuba, we do not consider it that he actually had gemiras das to actually become an Ariv. And as we explained before, that since benegei arvis, there is no maisa kinyan, and there's really no smichas das to become chayiv, so therefore, benegei ksuba, certainly we would say that since a person could taina, that the only reason why I became an Ariv and I guaranteed this ksuba was because I want to make sure that this woman would get married, and she would not be scared that her husband would not pay this debt of the ksuba. Therefore, I told her I'll be an Ariv in order to make her comfortable to get married. But lemaisa arvis for ksuba doesn't really work, and therefore this teretz of Rabbi Acha b'Yaakov b'negiyah the din of ksuba cannot actually work. And the Gemara answers b'kablon that in a chinami Rabbi Acha b'Yaakov's teretz might not work b'negiyah an Ariv, but we will use the same teretz as Rabbi Acha b'Yaakov, and just instead of the word Ariv, we will say that Reuven's father Yaakov became an Ariv kablon b'negiyah ksuba's isha, and the same b'negiyah nezakin and b'negiyah balchayiv. And as we explained before, that an Ariv kablon has a stronger gemiras das to become chayiv, as he told the creditor to go and do this loan, and he accepts the responsibility, and even if the debtor has money to pay, that he took a responsibility to still pay that debt. And as we stated in the Akdama, the Rashi adds in, shenasil el kablin, and number two, shetvisa b'nai metalflin ksubasai, that in the case of the ksuba, his son actually gave metalflin to Rachel for her ksuba, v'masras l'yadah b'taris kablonis, and then Rachel gave this metalflin to Yaakov b'taris kablonis, v'chsiras l'b'nai, and then Yaakov told Rachel to give it back to his son, and he still was mekabel achrayis, and said that I will make sure that you get your ksuba. And because Yaakov became a kablin, therefore we have to look at each individual case, and that's why by Nizokin and Balchayiv, where they're generally collected in the lifetime of Reuven, so Yaakov was mekabel to pay it just like Reuven would pay, which would be from Idyas and Bainus respectively. However, ksuba Isha, which is generally collected after Reuven died, therefore Yaakov only accepted to pay Zibayis. However, Mazutra could be correct that if Rachel goes and collects her ksuba from her husband while he's alive because he divorced her, then she'd be able to go and collect Bainus from Reuven. And before we continue with the Gemara, let's just point out that Rashi says that the case over here has to be where the son did not have any assets at the time that the father was mekabel to be an Ariv kablin. Rashi states, if the son would have had nechasim, then loyay parim an Ariv, then Rachel would not go and collect from the Ariv from his father, as the Tanan, Hamalvis Chavei Aide Ariv, loyay parim an Ariv, or Mikmina loyipim an Ariv Tchila. And Ayin and Taisis, who argues on Rashi's Pshat, as how can Rashi prove that the son did not have any assets based on the Mishnah in Bar Basra that states, if Lemaisa, we're not talking about an Arv any longer in our Gemara, and we're talking about a Kablon, and as we explain, a Kablon does accept upon himself the responsibility to pay back the loan, even if the borrower does have assets. And Ayin and Achrenim would try to explain the Pshat and Rashi. However, for our Gemara, let's just name on that Reuven did not have any assets, and therefore the Gemara states, Hanich l'mandama, this teretz that we're talking about a Kablon works out very well. According to the Mandama that holds, Kablon, Avagav, Leslie, Nisli, Leiva, Mishtabid, then Shapir, that according to this mandam that holds that even though the borrower did not have any nechasim at the time of the schaivis of the kablin, that he still mishtabed himself, and a person still going midas to accept upon himself the responsibility to pay off the loan for this leiva. So then our Gemara can make a lot of sense that even though the husband did not have any money at the time that the father accepted the responsibility to pay off his ksuba, still the father accepted that responsibility, and therefore it's possible to say that our Mishnah is talking about a scenario where the father was a kablin for his son Reuven. However, El Lamanda Oma, I Isli Mishtabid, I Lesli Le Mishtabid, according to the Manda Oma that says that the only time that kablin accepts upon his responsibility and he's going midas to actually accept that responsibility is only if at the time that he accepted upon himself to be a kablin, Reuven actually had money, and therefore he understood that Lemaisa, even if I'm going to pay off the chayv of Reuven, I'll still be able to go and collect from Reuven. However, if Reuven didn't have any assets at the point that the kablin accepted upon himself responsibility, then we say that really the Kablan was not going midas and really was not Samech Das to accept upon himself any responsibility, as a Kablan always wants to make sure that he can collect from the debtor and recoup his payment. And in a scenario where the debtor doesn't have any money, then we explain that the only reason why the Kablan accepted upon himself responsibility was only to help his son or to help this other person receive a loan, but Lemaisa, he never really accepted upon himself full responsibility, and therefore in this case, since Reuven didn't have money at the time that his father became a Kablan for his Ksuba, then we say that the only reason why his father said he'll be a Kablan was because he wanted to make sure that Rachel would agree to get married to his son Reuven, but not Lemaisa, that he was accepted upon himself any responsibility to actually pay for that debt. And therefore, once again, how could the Gemara answer that the Mishnah, according to Mazutra, is talking about a scenario where there was a Kablan on the Ksuba Zisha, if Lemaisa, it's impossible that the Kablan actually accepted upon himself responsibility since his son did not have any assets. And the Gemara continues, it gives two terutzim, either we could say that the point that the father accepted upon himself responsibility to pay the chayv of this ksuba, at that point the son had assets, and at the time that he got married there were assets. However, at this point the son doesn't have assets in order to collect from, as the original assets that he had became damaged. And therefore it is possible to say that the case of ksuba zishah on Mishnah is referring to a case where there was a kablan. And the Gemara continues and gives another tarz v'yibayizema, or I could tell you, kol gabi brei shibudim mishabi nafshei, that over here, since we're talking about Yaakov accepting responsibility to pay off the debt and the ksuba of his son, so we say, b'negei a person's son, a person is mishabed himself, and he does have smichas das to become chayiv for the debt of his son, even though at the time that he accepted upon himself that responsibility, his son did not have any assets and did not have any kaka. And the Rishonim point out that although the Gemara keeps speaking about a case where the father was an arv for his son, it does not necessarily have to be talking about a case of a father being the kablin or being the arv. However, certainly according to the last teretz of the Gemara at this point, that therefore it makes sense that the Gemara stated originally that we're talking about a father who became an Arev or became a Kablan for his son's debts. And even prior to this point, even though it doesn't have to be that the father was the Arev or the Kablan, however, the stomach is that the one that would take responsibility for someone else's debts based on just being nice to him is generally going to be a family member or a person's father. And now that we mentioned different dinim, b'negei an Arev and b'negei a Kablan, so the Gemara basically gives a recap as itma, Arev de ksuba de rakol le mishtabed. If Reuven becomes an Arev for a person's ksuba, even if he signed his name onto the ksuba, there's no question that he's not mishabed himself. And Rashi explains, first of all, he wasn't a Kablan, and he just said, I'm coming in as an Arev. And Reuven never really meant that he wants to become an Arev and actually wants to pay off the ksuba, and he only wanted to do this l'shem mitzvah in order to make sure that this woman would agree to get married. And Rashi also says, in a case where there's a malva and loiva, at least the malva actually gave money to the loiva, and therefore when an Arev says, I'm taking responsibility, so the lender actually loaned money based on his word, and based on the word of the Arev, the lender potentially could lose money. However, in the case of Ksuba Zisha, the woman never gave money to her husband in order for him to be mischayev himself to give her the Ksuba, and she never lost any money, and therefore the din of Arvis is not similar to the case of a Malva and Leiva, and certainly the Arev did not mean to be mishtabed himself. And as Rashbam and Bav Basra on Kuf Ayin Da'alam Abay states, HaMashadach B'Zivugon in Daitel Freya Arvis, HaMaskavon L'Zavgon Shal Yidei Arvizu Misratzim V'loi Midi Chasul Isha Dav Tav L'Mesiv Tandu B'l Tevos in the Skavin. And we continue on Daf Nunam Rav, Kablan de Bachoyev, Divra Kol Mishtabed. If Reuven is going to lend money to Shimon, and Levi says that if you lend this money to Shimon, I'll be makabel to pay you, and even if Shimon has money, you could still come to me first. In that case, certainly, Levi is Mishtabed himself, as Rashi says, Tatlich Yuvayka. Over here, we have two benefits. Number one, Chadu de Kablanu, that he was makabel himself, and therefore he showed further Gemir Stas by the fact that he said, you could always come to me, even if Shimon has assets. But Oye de Chasu Mayna, and number two, because he caused Reuven to actually pay out money on his behalf, because Reuven trusted that he would be able to receive money if Shimon didn't pay, and even if Shimon paid, he knew he could go to Levi. And the Gemara continues, Arev de Balchayv, Kablan de Ksuba, Pligi, in the case of an Arev for Balchayv, or a Kablan for Ksuba, over there is a Machlekes, Iklamanda Oma, there is a Manda Oma, the Afgav Lesle Nixil Levi Mishtabed, that even if the Levi did not have assets, at the point that the Kablan was Mekablan himself to guarantee and pay for the loan, that still was Mishtabed himself, the Iklamanda Oma, and some say, that the only time that the Kablan accepts upon himself responsibility if he knows that he could go back to the borrower and he could receive that money since the borrower has assets at the time that he actually is creating this responsibility. However, if at the time that Reuven is lending money to Shimon, Shimon doesn't have any money, then the Kablan would never have been Mishabin himself, and the only reason why he said I'll be a Kablan was only in order to make sure that Shimon was able to secure this loan, but not necessarily because he wanted to actually have the responsibility to actually pay for this. And Levi never had Gemir's das to actually take responsibility for this loan or for this ksuba. And the Gemara ends off the Hilchas Bekulu that Allah is Benegeya Arav and Benegeya Kablin, Afagav Lesle Mishtabe, that doesn't make a difference what the scenario is. And even if the borrower did not have money at that point that he accepted upon himself to be an Arav or a Kablin, he was Mishabed himself, Barma of the ksuba, aside for a case where Reuven wrote a ksuba for his wife Rachel, and Yaakov became an Arav on that ksuba, and even if he signed it, the Afagav the Islay, that even if Reuven at that point had money, Loi Mishtabe, still Yaakov was not Mishabed himself, my timer, mitzvah de Ovid, Vloy Midichasra, over here, this Tatil Rusa. First of all, Yaakov felt that he's doing a mitzvah, they want to make sure that these two people got married. And also, as Rashi said on Mempesim Beis, that Rachel never took out any money out of her pocket, and she won't lose any money in this scenario, and therefore Yaakov was never Mishabed himself to actually pay this ksuba. And I, in the top Tesis, points out, Tar to be on that we need both of these dinim, Aval Hecha the Lab Mitzvah Ovid, but in the case where, for example, there's no mitzvah, so even though Loi Chasra could go in Shinasa Arab Achan Isurin, for example, if someone becomes an Arab after they already got married, Oy Ovid Mitzvah, Vichasra Mishtabed, or in a case where you did a mitzvah, but a Maisa there was a loss of money, then in both those cases, an Arab would be Mishtabed himself, and there's only in one very limited case that the Arab is not Mishabed himself. And the Gemara continues and asks its final question, Amar Zitra, Amar Ravina, Ravina asks, Tashma, make her the Takatin, I'll bring you Raya from the actual Ikar of the Takana. As we said before in the Braisa, the Reb Shimon explained that the reason why Ksubas Isha is Min HaZiburis is Yosef Masha Isha Reitzelisa, Isha Reitzelinase, and therefore a woman will be fine receiving Ziburis. And Ravina asked Mazutra of Isaka Dakhlam Yasmi, if you're going to say that the only time that a woman receives Ziburis is only from the Yisayimim and not from her husband, as from her husband she would receive Bainus. So this isn't the reason why she's receiving Ziburis, and Hai Mishim Diyasmihu, the reason why she's receiving Ziburis is because she's collecting for the Yisayimim. And based on this question, Tiyufta to Mazutra, Tiyufta, this is a Tiyufta to Mazutra Shita, and in reality, according to Tanakama, it doesn't make a difference if a woman is receiving Haksuba from the Yisayimim or from her husband, she always receives Ziburis. And the Gemara continues that previously we had a member from Mazutra Braid Rav Nachman, and now the Gemara continues, Amar Mazutra Braid Rav Nachman, Mishmei Rav Nachman, and this member, he says the name of his father, Rav Nachman, Shtachoy Vayetzel Yisayimim, if Reuven lent money to Shimon, and Shimon died, and now Reuven comes to collect with the Shtachoy from the Yisayimim, Afal Pisha Kasibay Shevach, Ein HaGoyvel in his verse. So even though, as we said in our Mishnah, that Shtachoy is Goyvel in HaBeinus, however, of course, if Reuven specifies in the Shtachoy that I want to collect specifically from Idias, then certainly he could make such a tenai with Shimon. And in this case, that was exactly what Reuven did, and he wrote into the Shtachoy that he will be able to collect from Idias. Even so, Rav Nachman holds that since Shimon died and Reuven is coming to collect from the Yisayimim, Reuven can only collect from Ziburis. And the Gemara continues that Abaye agrees to Rav Nachman, and Amar Abaye, Teda, bring your raya that Rav Nachman is correct, that although Reuven made a tenai to be goy from Idias, he still would not be able to collect Idias from the Yisayimim, and the tenai does not take effect will gabi the Yisayimim, as the Balchoy din Rebbeinus, for every Balchoy, the din is that Reuven can collect from the actual Leiva from Beinus, umiyasbe b'Ziburis, and even though he could collect from Shimon, from Beinus, once Shimon dies, Reuven can only collect from Ziburis, from the Yisayimim, and therefore, even though in this case, Reuven will be able to collect from Idias, from Shimon, however, from the Yisayimim, he'll only be able to collect from Ziburis. And Amalei Rabba, so Rabba responds back to Abaya, Hachi Hashtar, you can't bring me a Raya from the case of Bachoyib, as Bachoyib dinam midiraisa b'Ziburis kedula, that really the kedina Bachoyib is to actually collect from Ziburis, like Ula said, Amalei Rabba, Tvatar Bachoyib Ziburis, that midiraisa, every single Bachoyib should only be able to collect from Ziburis. Shenem, as the Pasuk says in Pashki Seisei, that when a lender comes to collect money from the borrower, Leisavel Beisei Lavet Avitai, the Malva is not allowed to go into the Levi's house to collect a mashkin or payment, and Pasuk Yud continues, Bachutz Tamoid, the Malva should stand outside, and the borrower will bring his collateral outside to the Malva. And Ula points out, what is the derech of a person to bring out if he's paying someone and the person is not able to go inside to actually check if he's bringing out something which is of quality? Certainly he'll bring out the most undesirable keli. And as Rashi says, of course, if it's up to the loiva, he won't pay idias. And as Taisus says, and just like we find with the game of Taflin, that he won't give him the best of his kalim. Therefore, when he's going to give kaka, it must be his right to give him the least desirable of his kaka, the hainu ziburis. Anything that you give him that's metaflin would be considered metav. And Rava continues that since deraisa, a balchayv should only be able to collect zibayris. So why is it that our Mishnah stated that a balchayv will collect beinis? Kadesh loy tinu dels b'fnei lavin. It's only as the Mishnah said, mipnei tikkun olam, in order that a lender will want to lend money to a leiva, as if a malva will think that he'll only be able to get back zibayris. He'll never lend money to someone. V'gabi yasmi akmur rabbanim deraisa, and therefore it makes sense when Reuven is trying to collect from the yisoyim of Shimon. Then Rabbanan said we go back to the standard din deraisa, and therefore the yisoyim only have to give zibayris in payment of the father's loan. And as we will see in the Gemara later on, that although in this case it would come out that every bal chayiv will only be getting zibayris, and maybe we should be chayishes shalitin aldelos b'fnei lavin. However, when someone is lending money, he's not thinking that maybe this person will die, and maybe he'll have to be goyva from the yoshin, and he'll get zibayris, and he's thinking that he's only going to get back money from the leiva himself, and he'll get back beinus, and therefore there won't be a problem with shalitin aldelos b'fnei lavin. Rava continues, and this is not comparable to the case where Reuven actually made a tenai with Shimon and said that when I'm going to collect my loan, I want to receive my loan back from Idias. Alahacha kivin dinu midiraisa b'idias. But over here, since his din midiraisa is b'idias, because he made a tenai to collect from Idias, and Rashi says even stronger, shvei shibdalai v'nasa kakazu arv l'malva, and as if this kaka became an arv and a cosine for the malva, and the lender understood he'll be able to give his chayiv from this Idias. V'arv mishtav minatayra d'chsev anoich yarvenu, and we know the din of arvis is minatayra, as the pasuk states when Yehuda took responsibility for Binyamin, anoich yarvenu, and therefore Rava states afilu miasmi nami b'idias, even when Reuven wants to collect from the Yisoyimim and Shimon died, he'll also be able to collect from Idias. And the Gemara continues, Ulu Rava, and according to what Rava just said, that if Reuven made a tenai with Shimon and said, I will be able to collect from Idias, then Reuven could collect from Yisoyimim from Idias, but Avram Chuzar learned in the Braisa that Ein Ephraim Nichsi Yisoyimim Elman Zibayris, the same din that we learned in the Mishnah, when collecting from Yisoyimim, you could only collect from Zibayris, and the Braisa adds in three words that's not stated on Mishnah, and it states, and this din also applies where Shimon owes money to Reuven based on the fact that Shimon was Mazik Reuven. And the Gemara asks on Rava, Vanizokin Dina Midiraisa Bidis, we know B'negeya Hezek, the din is that Midiraisa, Reuven should be able to be Gleiva from Idias of Shimon, as the Pasuk stated, Metiv Sedeo, Metiv Kama Yishalim, and even so, the din is that Reuven only was able to collect from Yisayman from Zibarius, and therefore we see, not like Rava, because Rava said, once the din deraisa is that a person can't collect from Idias, then you would even be Gleiva from the Yisayman in the Idias. And the Gemara answers, Hacher Mayaskinon, that the case in our Mishnah is Kugain Choice Idias to Nizik is Zibarius to Mazik, where the Idias of the Nizik was the same grade as the Zibarius of the Mazik. And for example, Reuven, who was the Nizik, only had grade C Sadais, and although the Mazik also had grade C Sadais, but the Mazik also had grade A Sadais. And this price that Avram Chayzar brought down is Rabbi Shmolhi, the Oma, Midiraisa, but the Nizik Shaminon, that based on Din Duraisa, we evaluate the Hezek that was caused to Reuven, and then Reuven would get paid back based on the quality of his best field, which is grade C fields, and the Mazik would not have to pay back grade A fields, even though the Mazik does have grade A fields. When play Tikkun HaOlam to Kinu Rabbanan b'Mazik, and it's only based on the Tikkun HaOlam that the Rabbanan will misakin that the Mazik has to pay back grade A fields because the Mazik owns a grade A field. The Gabi Yasmin Kinu Rabbanan Adraisa, and once the Mazik dies, and now Reuven is going to collect from the Yisayim of Shimon, then Reuven can only collect from grade C Sadais and not from grade A Sadais. And two quick points before we continue. Number one, the Taisha Rush points out that the Gemara only asked this question from the Braisa, where the Braisa stated these extra three words about Afilu Hein Nizakin, as from the Mishnah itself that states Ein Ephraim Nichsi Yisayim Elman Zibarius, we can say that that's actually referring to Balchoyev and Ksubas Isha, and it's not referring to the case of the Zakin Ayin Sham. In addition, Ayin the Ram Shif, who actually says that there's a Girsa over here instead of Atani Avram Chayza, instead the Girsa is Avimi Chayza, and he says that it makes sense not to be Girsa Avram, as there's an Issa to call someone Avram, and therefore it doesn't make sense that someone's name would have been Avram Chayza. And Ayin Sham, where he discusses that why is it that in the period of the Mishnayis, as well as the Gemara, we generally don't find that people name their children after the Avos and after many of the other great people that are mentioned in the Torah, Ayin Sham. And the Gemara continues with another question on Rava, Aini, how could it be that Rava stated that if the Balchay specified to collect Idias, then he could even collect Idias from the Yisayimim, V'atani Rabbi Lezer Nantar, Ein Ephraim Nichsi Yisayimim, Elimin Ezeberis, V'afilu Hein Idias. And the Gemara asks, May Afilu Hein Idias, what is the Braisa telling us when it states V'afilu Hein Idias? And the Gemara explains, Lav, Afakav Dechsev, Idias Bishtara, that even though they wrote in the Shtar that Reuven will be given from Shimon from Idias, Reuven can still not collect from the Yisayimim in Idias, and he must collect Min Ezeberis, and L'chari, it is exactly like the Shita of Abaya and the Shita of Rav Nachman, and not like Rava. And the Gemara answers, Loi, my Idias, Shapai Idias. What we're referring to here is a case where Reuven specified to Shimon that he's going to be Goyva Idias. However, prior to collection, those Idias already jumped away from Reuven. They were no longer available for collection. And Rashi says, "Kegoyin shenatlu masikin oy nishtava ishat v'nara to batalei tnara." And therefore, Reuven's original tnai to collect from idiots was batal. And this works out very well according to Rashi, that says that originally when Reuven made this tnai, it's as if he made this kaka as an arav l'malva, and therefore it was only on this idiots that Reuven had a right to collect. And Rashi holds that now that this idiots is no longer available to collect from, so therefore there's no din that Reuven has to collect for the next best piece of kaka, and the din is that he goes back to being a regular bachayiv, and the standard din of bachayiv is that midiraisa he collects from Zibarius. It was only where Reuven is collecting from Shimon that we said that Reuven would collect from Beinus shloitin l'delos b'fnei Lavin. However, b'negei yasmi akmu adiraisa, we went back to the din deraisa, and that is the reason in this case Reuven has to collect from Zibarius. But in a chenami, according to Rava, if those idiots were still around, then even though Shimon died, Reuven would still collect this idiots and this piece of kaka from the Yisayimim. And Agamar continues, Kedirava, this is similar to Rava l'shitasai, the Amar Rav, because Rava himself said, Hizik Zibarius, government idiots, if Shimon is mazik the Zibarius of Reuven, Reuven will still be able to collect the idiots of Shimon. And Rashi brings down, either midiraisa according to Rabbi Kiva, as Rabbi Kiva learned, Meitav Sedeo, Meitav Kamoi, is b'dmei mazik. However, according to Rabbi Shmuel, this would be a din drabanan, as midiraisa with Shaminam b'dinizik. However, midrabanan and midplay tikkun oilam, we are Shaminam b'dimazik. However, Shapai idiots, if the idiots of the mazik gets ruined and is no longer available to collect from, Goyim min abeinis, then the nizik will collect from the beinis. And Rashi explains, Goyim min abeinis to Azlai Dina, because the dinner that he gets from idiots went away, the Amalei Heich, and the mazik says to nizik, Nistavcha sadcha u mazlech garim, over dinner, the nidcha eitzel Zibarius. And really, the nizik should only be able to collect from Zibarius at this point. However, in Pneitikin Olam, we said he could get from beinis. The Gemara therefore explains that it's not a question to Rava from a blessed Nivtai, because Begabi Yasmi, that even though originally Reuven made a tnai with Shimon and said I could be goyim from idiots, but since that idiots is no longer available to be goyim from and Shimon died, therefore at this point Rabbanan said that we go back to the original din deraisa, and the din deraisa is the Baal Chayiv is goyim from Zibarius, and therefore since Reuven is trying to collect from Yisayimim, he'll only be able to collect from Zibarius. And keep in mind that the Tosfos Rut states, Avon Kosov Lo Shibu Medim and Idiots Bechayiv Uva Maisei, if Reuven made a tnai with Shimon, they should be able to be goyim from idiots, and does make a difference if Shimon is alive or if he dies and Reuven is collecting from the Yisayimim, then we have to follow that tonight, and Reuven can collect from the Yisayimim from idiots, even according to Abaya and even according to Rav Nachman. And however, I and the other Rishonim who argue on Tais Rid, and the Gemara continues and quotes from the next Takana from the Mishnah on Daf Mem Chesam Beis, when collecting from Yisayimim, you only collect from Zibarius. When the Mishnah states, "Ain Ephraim Nichsi Yisayim Element of Zibarius," is this referring only to Ketanim, or even if the Yisayim Magdalim, you still could only collect from Zibarius? And the Gemara explains the two stadim. Is this then Takanti of Rabbanan Gabi Asmi and Ketanim of Rabbanan Magdalim Le of Rabbanan? Is the reason for this din that the Chum want to have Rachmanis on the Yisayim and Lahamid al Din Torah, and therefore they said that both by Nizakin and by Bal Chayiv that one can only collect from Zibarius, because this is the Torah, she is that Tereach who meches the Zibarius, and this way the person who receives the Zibarius will have to go and be Matriach and work very hard to sell such Sada, because it's very hard to find buyers for Zibarius. And of course, this is helpful for the Yisayim, she'in lehem miyachach b'shvilam, because they don't have someone that could be Matriach for them. And if so, this Takana only makes sense for Ketanim. However, Gedolim could sell the Sada by themselves, there was no reason for the Chum to make such a Takana. And the feed is sad, of course, the Mishnah makes sense when it says that this Takana is Mepleit. And Rav Achdavoy continues and says the second sad is Oidilma Mishum Dloy Masaka Daita De Malva De Misloiva V'Nafli Nichsi Kamei Asmei De Havli Noel Delis. Certainly in the case of Hezek where Shimon was Mazik Reuven and now Shimon dies, then certainly Reuven can only collect from the Yisayim Ketanim Minas Zibayrus. However, this Takana was not stated by the Gei Gedolim, and in regard to the Zokin that the Mishnah states that this Takana was Mepret Tekin Oilam. However, by the Gei Baal Chayiv, where we said the reason why the Malva collects from the Loiva Min Abenis is Shloitinel Delis. So therefore, that only applies when Reuven is collecting from Shimon directly. However, if Shimon dies and now Reuven will collect from the Yisayimim, then since when Reuven gave the loan to Shimon, he never thought that Shimon would die, and therefore he would have given this loan to him even if he thought that from the Yisayimim he would actually have to go and collect from Zibarius. And even though he will have to collect from Zibarius, it will not be a problem with Shleitinel Delos b'fnei Lavin, and therefore once Shimon dies, Reuven has to collect from the Yisayimim from Zibarius, and it doesn't make a difference if those Yisayimim are Ketanim or Gdalim. And as the Gemara says, Hilkach afilu gdeilam nami, and this is the way the Rashba explains our Gemara, and the Gemara continues, Tashma, I'll bring your raya to one of the studim of the Achtavoy Ba'ami Shaila, the Tani Abaye Kashisha, because Abaye the elder brought a braisa, Yisayim Sh'amru, Gedolim Ve'in Tzarech Lo'im Ketanim, that Yisayim was speaking about, refer to Gedolim as well as Ketanim. Therefore we see, B'negei Din of Ba'achayiv, that the Yisayim Sh'amru is even by Gedolim, and the Gemara responds that from this braisa would not necessarily be a raya, because V'dilma, Hani Milil in Yishfua, the God will be Milil Davu Kekot Nabi, maybe the only time that we said that the Yisayim Sh'amru is Gedolim Ve'in Tzarech Lo'im Ketanim is only B'negei a different takana where the Chacham said, Ha'boli Parim, Minichsi Yisayim, Lo Yiparil B'shvua, and as Rashi explains, Va'filu Haitzi Shtar, and even if the Malvo takes out a Shtar, Ezdom will still require that the Malvo should make a Shvua to the Yisayim, and the reason is, the Yavavu and the Yasbi Kayim, because if their father would be alive, Dilma Havitan Va'oma Shtabali Dilei Paratich, U'mashpinalei, maybe he would say that I want you to swear to me a Shvua Sessis, and Bezdom would require him to swear, and as Rashi says, V'hashta Nan Tanina B'shvul Yasbi, being that the father is not around, therefore Bezdom is Tanina on 40 Yisayim, that maybe this was fully paid, and therefore they required a Malvo to make a Shvua, and in regard to this Svara, that the Yisayim are not in position to know exactly what happened regarding this loan, there is no difference between Ketanim and Gedolim, and that's why the Braisa says, Yisayim Sh'amru Gedolim Ve'in Tzarech Lo'im Ketanim. However, Avalin Yisabiris Lo'i, but maybe regarding this din, that once the father dies, that Yisayim holding have to pay with his Yisabiris, maybe that Takana was only made for Ketanim, in order that they shouldn't have to go to market and be busy trying to sell this property. And as Rashi said earlier, She'in Lehem Mi'etrach B'Shvilam, that they don't have anyone to be Matrich for them. However, B'degei Gedolim, that they could go and sell this property just as well as the Malva can, so maybe this Takana wasn't in place, and the Malva will be able to collect from Beinus from Yisayim and Gedolim. The Gemara continues, V'hilchasa, we continue on Daf Nun Amud Beis, that the halacha is Yisayim Sh'amru Gedolim Ve'in Tzarech Lo'im Ketanim, at least B'negei Ba'alachayiv, when the Mishnah stated that you could only collect from Yisayim from Zavarius, it is not only B'negei Ketanim, but it is also B'negei Gedolim, as we explained, because there's no Svar of Shleitin Al-Dalas B'fnei Lovin, as the Malva never thought that the Levi would die, and he would have to collect from either Yisayim Ketanim or Yisayim Gedolim, and therefore, as long as the Malva will be collecting from any of the Yisayim, he can only collect from Zabarius, and he can also only collect if he makes a Shvua, and as the Gemara says, Bein L'Shvua, Bein L'Zabarius. And now that we saw this Gemara, let's go back to Taisus in the Mishnah on Daf Mem Ches Amud Beis, Diba Maschal in the firm Nichsi Yisayim, where Taisus points out, Ba'achayv Nicha, Dlei Chashin, Nidals Delas, Kedamidu Gemara, as we just explained by Ba'achayv, we're not worried about Shleitin Delas, and therefore, you have to collect from Zabarius, Dlei Masak Malva Daite, the Misleiva, Avon Nizokin, the Dinam Adrais of Idias, but a Maisa Ben Nizokin, where the Din, even if Rabbi Kiva is from the Idias of the Malva, or like Rabbi Shmuel, from the Idias of the Leiva, Echiv Kiva Chacham Dinam Mishim Yisayimim. How can it be that Chacham said that because of the Yisayimim, we were now required in Izik to take from Zabarius, and Ayin and Taisus how he explains the Gemara. And the Gemara continues and quotes from the Mishnah, in the Frem and Chasm Shabbatim and Mokim Shish Bnei Charin, another Takana that the Chacham made is if Reuven lent money to Shimon, and at the time of the loan, Shimon had two Sadais, one was Bainis and one was Zabarius, and then Shimon went and sold the Sada, which was Bainis, to a third party, and he sold it to Levi. So even though certainly Reuven has a lien against that property that Levi now acquired, however, since Shimon still owns unsold land, and therefore Reuven could still collect from that unsold land, so even though in our Mishnah we said that about Chayv is Goyva from Bainis, however, since Reuven could collect from the unsold land of Shimon, even though that's Zabarius, he still has to go and collect from Zabarius. And before we continue, let's just point out that certainly in the case of our Mishnah, it makes a lot of sense that Reuven should only be able to go and collect the Sada from Shimon, and certainly if when Shimon sold the Bainus to Levi, he sold it Shalei Bachrayas, then if Reuven goes and collects the land from Levi, so Levi will completely lose out, as he won't be able to go and ask Shimon for the money back. And even if when Shimon sold this property, which is the Bainus, to Levi, he sold him Bachrayas, and he told Levi that if one of my creditors come and take away this property from you, you'll be able to come and be goyim for me. However, that will also put Levi at a disadvantage, because originally he brought property which was a Bainus, and now all Shimon has left over is the Zabarius, and therefore Mipreit Akonis Alukukais and Mipreit Tikkun Olam, we require that Reuven should have to go and collect the unsold land from Shimon, even though it's the Zabarius, and he cannot go and collect the Bainus from Levi who bought this land. And the Gemara continues, Boi Rav Achtavoy Ba'ami. Once again, Rav Achtavoy Ba'ami asked the following question, B'matana Hech, B'negedis Takana, what would be if Shimon gave the Bainus away to Levi B'matana and he didn't sell it to him? And once again, Rav Achtavoy Ba'ami explains his Shaila, do we say Takantuhud of Rabbanim and Pseid Lukukais, that the reason for the Takana of the Mishnah is because of Pseid Lukukais, as we explained, Al Matana Lek of Pseid Lukukais Lai, but Benegei Matana, where Levi never paid for his property, so therefore, since Levi is not losing anything, so this Takana was never instituted, and therefore, since Reuven has a right to take property that's a Bainus, he could actually go go to Levi and take the property that's a Beinus instead of going to Shimon and taking property that's a Beinus? And the second side is, what do we say? If not for the fact that Shimon would have received some sort of anah from Levi, Shimon wouldn't have given something to Levi for free, and therefore the reason for that takana even makes sense for Negei Matana, and therefore Reuven would not be able to go and collect the Beinus from Levi and have to go directly to Shimon to take his unsold land, even though that land is Beinus. And keep in mind that the Mefarshim explained that if Shimon still has Beinus, even though he sold one property to Levi that is also Beinus, certainly Reuven would have to collect from Shimon, and he would have to collect the Beinus from Shimon, and he could not collect Beinus from Levi. And the Gemara continues, Amalei Makashisha Breid Rav Chisda Rav Ashi, so Makashisha, the son of Rav Chisda, said to Rav Ashi, and we know that Rav Chisda had two children named Mar. One was called Makashisha, and one was Mar Yenuka. And Rashi in Masechet Ksubas on that Pei Tesla and Beis states that Makashisha was older, and that's why he was called the older Mar. However, Tosis in Masechet Bava Basra on Daf Zayin and Beis says just the opposite, that Makashisha was younger, and the reason why he was called Kashisha is because he was born to Rav Chisda when Rav Chisda was older. And in any case, the Gemara brings Tashma, let us bring a raya to one of the studim of Rav Achtavai Ba'ami, as the Brisa states, Shchim Rasha Amar Tzum Masayim Zuz Lepleini V'Gimel Meis Lepleini V'Dal Meis Lepleini, that if a Shchim Rasha says that I want to give 200 Zuz worth of Kaka to Reuven and 300 Zuz worth of Kaka to Shimon and 400 Zuz worth of Kaka to Levi, then since the Shchim Rasha did not say the words V'Achrov, so therefore he must have meant I want all of them to get equally and at the same time, and the only reason he said one before the other, as Rashi says, Lav Davka Akteme Elashi Ef Shlohisi Shnei Dvarim Kechod, it's impossible for him to have said all of them at the same moment, but it really wasn't a seder to his words. And therefore, if a lender comes and says, this Shchimra owed me $360, and he takes that money, for example, from Levi, and Ein Oimrim Kol Koinim B'Shtar Zocha, we don't say that since Levi was the last in the Shtar, so therefore he has last rights to the money, and all of this debt should be paid by Levi, and none of this debt should be paid by Reuven and Shimon, and Lefikach, and therefore, Yotzalav Shtar Choyev Gavim Mekulon, in this case, where a lender came and collected $360, so now we would have to be Gavim from Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, proportional to their shares. And since the Shchimra gave out 900 Zuz, so therefore each person received a proportion of that amount. Reuven received $200, so he received 2/9. Shimon received $300, so he received 3/9. And Levi received $400, and he received 4/9. And although the lender went and collected the full $360 from Levi, but Levi will now go back to Reuven and Shimon, and it will split up in proportion. So Reuven will be responsible for $80, Shimon will be responsible for $120, and Levi will be responsible for $160. However, the Brisa continues, Avlim Amat Trumasayim Zuz Lepleini, if the Shchimra says, give $200 to Reuven, V'achrav Lepleini, and then give $300 to Shimon, V'achrav Lepleini, and then give $400 to Levi, Oimrim Kol Kodim B'Shtar Zocha, then since he said the Lashon Achrav, so it shows that the Shchimra actually wanted to give it in this exact order, and Lefikach Yotzal Shtachoy, Goyim Min Achrin. So in this scenario, if a lender comes and says that the Shchimra owed me $360, so then he would be able to go to the last person that writes to the money, and he'll be able to collect the full $360 from Levi. And if the lender claimed that the Shchimra owed him $470, so Ein Loi Goyim Min Shulafanov, so therefore there's not enough money to take from Levi, as Levi only received $400, then the lender will go back to Shimon, and he will collect $70 from Shimon. And if the lender claimed that the Shchimra owed him $800, then there won't be enough from Levi and Shimon's money, as they only received $700, and therefore Goyim Min Shulafanov, the lender will have to go and collect from Reuven, and he'll take the last $100 from Reuven. And of course, keep in mind, although we spoke about dollars, really we're speaking about the value of the land that Reuven, Shimon, and Levi received from the Shchimra, and therefore the Gemara says, V'avagav the kama beinus ubasu zibayrus, and even though Reuven, for example, received beinus, and the last one, Levi, receives zibayrus, still mizibayrus gavim beinus legavi, when the lender comes to collect from the land, he will go to collect from the zibayrus of Levi, and he won't be able to collect from the beinus of Reuven. And l'maisa, when Levi received his land from the Shchimra, Reuven and Shimon already received their land, and therefore Levi's land were really the last of the Bnei Chorin that the Shchimra had, and we still say that the lender has to take from Zibayrus and not from the Beinus, and therefore Shema Mino b'matanu nami of Rabbanu Takanto, and since this is talking about a Matna Shchimra, and these people never paid for their sodas, we say that even B'negei Matano, the Rabbanu made this Takano, and they said, in front of Menachasu Mishubodim b'machim sheish Bnei Chorin, and the Gemara answers, Hachamai Eskinim b'achoyiv, that this case of the Brisa is not talking about a Shchimra that gave Matana to Reuven, Shimon, Levi, but it's talking about a scenario where the Shchimra said that you should know that I have Bali Chayiv and I owe $200 to Reuven, $300 to Shimon, and $400 to Levi, and therefore you can't bring a raya from this Brisa to what the din is, B'negei Matna Shchimra or B'negei Matana. And the Gemara asks, how could we say that this Brisa is talking about a Bali Chayiv, V'atnu Kama, the Braisa says that the Shchimra says to give $200 to Reuven, $300 to Shimon, and $400 to Levi. And the Gemara answers, Ein chanami, tnu doesn't mean to give matana, but tnu b'chayvi, to give it based on my debt. And the Gemara asks, V'lechsi shtara d'man kadim, why don't we look at the shtaris and see who had the earlier debt, and that person should have the rights to the money first. And the Gemara explains, like a shtara, that we're not talking about a case where it was a milu b'shtar, and it was a milu al peh. And the Gemara asks, V'al kol kaidim b'shtar kama, l'maisa the Braisa uses a lashon that whoever is first in the shtar, and it's mashma that there was a shtar. And the Gemara answers, b'shtar pekabta, it doesn't mean in the shtar milva, it means that when the Shchimra made the statement, so that he wrote his will, and he wrote his instructions, and that is what the Braisa is referring to when it says, kol kaidim b'shtar zacha. And the Gemara continues, v'ibayisema, or I could tell you another teretz, afilu matananami, we could explain that this Braisa is talking about a scenario where the Shchimra gave matana to Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, v'loy kasha, and still not shver, as my goyvim and achrin, when the Braisa states, goyvim and achrin, it doesn't mean that the Baal Chayiv can only be goyva from Levi, he can only collect Sibiris, even though Reuven received Bainis, but it really may mean that since it's done as matana, therefore the klal of Ein in front of Menchas Meshabbat and Makshish Bnei Chayim doesn't apply, and therefore the Baal Chayiv can actually go and collect Bainis from either Reuven and Shimon, and he doesn't have to take Sibiris from Levi. And the Braisa just means, Ein nifsil al achrin, that if, for example, the Baal Chayiv is owed $200, and he goes and takes that $200 from the Bainis Sada that Reuven received that had a value of $200, then Reuven doesn't lose out, as since Reuven was promised to give first, Reuven will now be able to go back to Shimon and take $200, and then Shimon will be able to go back to Levi and take $200 from Levi, and this way Reuven and Shimon will be made whole, and ultimately Levi will be the one that always incurs the first loss, and the first dollars will come out of Levi's pocket at some point. And finally the Gemara says, V'yibayisema, or we could say, the shavakul adadi, that all the fields were all zibayris, or all bainis, or this, and therefore certainly, as we mentioned at the beginning of the sugya, although all of them received this kaka as a matana, however, l'maisa, when the Baal Chayiv comes to collect, he would have to collect from the last one, as this was the last of the lands that were considered Bnei Chayin, and even though all of them received it as a matana, the klal of Ein Nefarim and Chasmei Shabbat and Makshish Bnei Chayin would certainly apply, and we will stop over here.